I've learned from the initial time, Luther Shai, Mesh and Neil Ripke, Bas Mesh, Harry Sermanacher, Mesh, and Sus for Shlame, Fahai, Mesh, and Malcolm, and Brachmas, and Malcolm, and Kinsman, and Fagodina, and a Sus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding, we're still in Simon Shin base. We are up to Sif Yud Aleph. Misha and Islachlacha, Yadde Betit, your hands got dirty with mud or tar or other things. Mikancha, Biznav Hasus, you should clean it off in the tail of a horse, or Biznav Haparo, or a cow, not talking about live animals, we're talking about rough items. Ubamapa kosher, a very tough, thick, coarse towel. Ha'asuya leches by kaitzim, that was made to clean up sort of thorns and things like that. Avaloi b'mapa, we'll see what the Mechaber is telling us in a moment. Loi b'mapa shemekantcha bo yadayim, you should not use a hand towel. So you got your hands got muddy, you shouldn't use a hand towel. Because we're worried that you might do what you do during the week. You might come to wash out the towel. Now, what does this mean? So it really depends on your metzias. Basically, is when if they use the regular towel to clean up mud, they would immediately wash it. And if you're immediately going to wash it, then we're worried that if you do it during on Shabbos and you wipe off dirt, mud, and a towel, then you are potentially going to immediately throw it into the water that it shouldn't get dirty, and that would be the kibbutz on Shabbos. Now, Lamaisa, and we'll see this, and we'll see the Mishavur, but Lamaisa, what about Bizman Hazeh? So it really depends, and the Rabbi Yashif writes this is clearly. He says, it really depends. If you have a towel that you makbid on, and it's a good towel, and if you got mud on it, you would generally immediately throw it into water or into the washing machine, then you should taka not wipe your hand on Shabbos. But if it's a towel, and if it gets muddy, you don't care, you throw it into the laundry basket. When you do laundry, that's when you'll wash the towel. So then, excuse me, then it's fine to do. So it depends on the metzias. But if it's something that if it got dirty, you would immediately wash it off. With this kind of dirt, in other words, if you dried your hands and it's water, so you probably wouldn't wash it right away. But if it's the kind of thing that if generally it got dirty, you would immediately wash it or rinse it out, then you should not use it on Shabbos. Something that you're not makbid if it got dirty, do it on the wall. So very simple. End of the day, don't, if you have some sort of dirt on you or some sort of dirt that you have to clean up, don't clean it up with something that you would typically wash right away. If it's something that you would typically wash right away, you should not do it on Shabbos because we are chayshish that you might come to wash it or throw it into water or rinse it in water. All these things, as we learned in the last few sifim, are considered kibbutz on Shabbos, and therefore you should not do it. Says the Mechaber Sif Yud Beis. Also, lenagev kosh shehayaboy. Mayim, you should not dry a cup that had water, a yayin, a water, but mappa with a towel. We're going to see the Mishabura, the Alacha discusses this, that they don't really fully agree with the Mechaber over here. Mishum de asil de schita, but let's first, because you're going to come to schita, let's first see what the Mechaber is saying. So the Mechaber comes in with a very, very strong chumra. Don't go ahead and dry your cups with water, because you might come, the towel is going to get wet, and you might come to do schita. Let's see the Mishavura. Yayin, I'm going to burn Shikasav. The Mishar Mashkin Mutal and Nagav is a case. If it's not wine or water, the Ein Cheshishin Shemel Yovil de Schita, we're not worried that you're going to squeeze it out. The Lakamim of Simishin Yotes, Siv Yud, Simishin Lam Dalit, Siv Chav Dalit. Here we're talking about other cases, and we're talking about over there what things would you normally squeeze out. So if it's something that if it got into it and the beggar got full of it, you would normally squeeze out, then you're not allowed to do it. If it's something that you would normally not squeeze out, so then we're not concerned about it. The das harbachroinim daf b'yayin ein lachish. We don't have to be concerned. And the bi'alacha goes this, through this in length. And he says that generally when you dry a towel, when you use a towel to wipe something, it's not going to get so wet that you're going to squeeze it out. Even if it did get wet, it's not something that you would normally do. And they ask questions on the mechaber, and they come out that l'maskana, you are allowed to dry your dishes with a towel. If it's going to get, so, if you're drying that many dishes that it's going to get so wet that you might squeeze it out, then you should take a new towel or use the other side. Of course, you can't have it, but if you're just drying a regular dish with a towel, it generally does not get so wet that you're going to get, that you even have a shaychus to squeezing it out. If it's a small cup, meaning you have to push the towel into it, you should be machmir. What's the Mishabura telling us over here? And this is negeya, that if you're drying a kais and it has so much water in it, or the towel is already so wet, and you have to get it into a tight crevice, then just by pushing it in, you're going to do schita. So if you have such a situation, you have to be more careful about it. What are our cases today considered narrow or not? There's a question amongst the Paiskin. And again, they say that end of the day, if your towel is not so wet that you can do schita anyway, it's okay. But if your towel is so wet and you're going to have to push it into a narrow opening, then you should be careful not to use such a towel. Let's continue the Mishnah Berurah. Mishum writes a lima, afilu la poskim la el basif tes. Even according to the poskim, the loy amrina bezeshri yosai zehu kibusai mishum da mapa hayanaki. We don't consider this washing the towel, meaning I got the same question we had by drying the hands. We had this question, I have a towel, if I dry my hands, why is that not considered washing the towel? So we said there are some taku or makbet to try to make sure there's at least the amount of water on your hand. However, then we said that we're not noyik b'chayshish this. Why? Because we view it, the fact that the towel is clean, and I'm now going to dry my hands, I'm not actually washing the towel, but in fact, I'm making the towel dirty. Same thing over here. Even if I take out a clean towel from my drawer, I wash the dish, and I want to use the dish. By drying the dish and I'm making the towel wet, that's not considered washing the towel, because what do I view the towel as now? I view the towel now as a dirty towel, not as a clean towel. Had no dirt. This is not washing. Yeah. Still, the Mechaber says, awesome. Now, not because of kibbutz, but because of Mishum, Shema Yavali Deschita. So the Mechaber's concern over here was not that I'm washing the towel. Why not? Because we said that's not considered washing. That's considered making the towel dirty. Mechaber's concern was that by drying the dishes, you're going to squeeze out the towel. However, Ubechuvas Radvas, Simon Reshid Gimel Kosov, in the Nigov Kais Ukara, the Olam Ainaz Armas, and we're not Makbet on this, and we do dry stuff. Uladina Ain Lachish, we don't have to be concerned. The Ain Dafik, Bidafne Hakeli, Mayim Koch Kach, Sheyavli Deschita, as we explained when we did the Machaber. There is generally not enough water on the dish that you're going to come to Schita. Ella only came in Nagav Bakalim Harbor, you're drawing many, many dishes. The Oz Karav Hadava Shiavli Beschita Ben Kaili Likali. So now you might come to Schita, the Rai Ligabai Shaliasa Kane. So then you should tell people not to do it, Ayan Sham. The Via Birka Yosef, this Radvaz is brought down on the Birka Yosef. Ubismarto Tamayuchid Lakach, something that's specifically made for drawing dishes. She'aim Makbado Lasachta. If it gets wet, what do? You just take another one. You don't squeeze it out. Lakul al Mishari, everyone agrees that it's okay. But Nira, the Afla Nagav Bakalim Harbashari, even if you're going to dry many dishes, the Mia Smarta Lach Mitzad Echad, if your towel gets so wet on one side that it's so soaked that you potentially would squeeze it out, you're not going to use that to dry dishes. It's going to be ineffective. If you're Nagav Mitzad Echad, you're going to turn it around and dry it from the other side. And therefore, we're not so concerned with this. The Asili Deschita Ayim Bachroinim, look at the Achroinim Shasasmu, the Bekoshe Hutzar, if it's a very narrow cup. You shouldn't dry it. The efshish loy deschita. Avodava rachav, something that's wide. Kigunch nishpech hamayim al shulchan v'safsel, if water spilled out. Lekulam amutul lekantchei v'davish a makbedal, of something that you don't care that it becomes soaked. You're allowed to vayim bi'alacha. Look in the bi'alacha. So we went through this already. It really depends. If you have a large amount of water and the towel is going to get so wet, where normally during the week if you were cleaning up a big spill, what would you do? The other day I had a leak from my dishwasher. We took a big towel, we cleaned it up, but there was still water. So what did you do? You squeezed the towel out. That's what you would normally do. So such a oifen would be problematic on Shabbos. We should, like we discussed, you're better off to use paper towels or napkins and not to, which you wouldn't squeeze out, rather than using a towel that you would generally squeeze out. But if you're drying up a small amount of water, you're drying up a plate that you need to eat from, it's generally not, or you're drying your hands, you're not going to get enough water on there that you're potentially going to squeeze it out, and therefore we're not concerned. When you have a keli that's very, very narrow, then and there's a decent amount of water, or there's already water in the towel, and by pushing down, potentially water comes out, you should obviously be nizer, and you should not do this. Let's see the Mechaber Sif Yud Gimel. And I sent out a picture earlier today for those of you on the WhatsApp. Aim is stackling b'Shabbos v'marishem al teches. You're not allowed to use a metal mirror. She harifa ke'izmel, that the edges are sharp like a razor blade. Perish can sakin cotton chad v'charev, like a small sakin. The cheshinin, we'll just finish the next line and then I'll explain this. The cheshinin shem yashir bo nimen hamadudol. And you might go ahead and clean up some of you. I need a haircut. So I might, if I was using such a mirror, I might come and give myself a little bit of a trim. So what is this? So the mirrors back then, were made from metal, as you saw the picture. They're made from copper, from silver, that were highly polished. The one that I sent is an ancient picture of an ancient mirror. So the copper has a clean, completely become oxidized and is green. But obviously, you can't use it as a mirror. Those were very highly polished, and you were able to use it as a mirror. We find this very famous Gemara is in the Kir, for the Mishkan, was made from the Mara Hatzavis, the mirrors that the ladies used to use in order to get their husbands. So they should have children in Mitzrayim. And that's what was a big schus for the women, that although everybody was overworked and beaten and they were not interested in building families, the women knew that there's a mitzvah and we have to grow Klal Yisrael, and they went ahead and they were Meisa Nefesh and they did that. So those were the mirrors. They were metal mirrors. Ultimately, those mirrors were used to make the kir. So we see that they were metal mirrors. Now, basically, and all the Achronim say that they've never seen such a mirror, so and they don't know exactly what it is. But basically, you have this metal mirror, and what they would do is, it was a gewaldic idea. What they would do is they would sharpen the edge of the mirror to a razor sharp point. So you're looking in the mirror, and you see that your eyebrows need a little trimming. So you took the mirror and you gave yourself a little bit of a trim. It was a dual action mirror that we'd use. Says the Mechaber, such a mirror you cannot use on Shabbos because you're looking it into that mirror, and you might go ahead and forget, and you're going to trim your hair, and you'll be even issa deraisa. Said, let's just finish up the Mechaber, then we'll go to the Mishnah Berurah. Vafilim he kavua b'kaisel, it's attached to the wall. You're not allowed to mishum loy plug. We don't make a difference. Avol mutl stakam b'marish ein b'chashash ze afila eni kavua. You have a mirror that doesn't, like all of our mirrors today that don't have this razor feature on it. You're allowed to use it on Shabbos, and we don't. In other words, the gzeira was not on all mirrors. The gzeira was only on a mirror that has the sharp edge. Then, even if it's attached to the wall, we don't use it. But on the gzeira was not on all mirrors. Let's see the mishabur she harifa sharp. Right to line, shesvas hamara, the edge of the mirror chada was made very sharp. Vasuya l'shem kach was made for this. L'hasaba b'chayos animin hamadu dalalun meiraisha, any extra hairs that were coming out of his hands. K'sharaya shemadu dalalun. You see the hanging. V'yesh lachish b'shabbos. We're worried about a Shabbos. Shema yishka b'yatz k'daka b'chol. You might go ahead and do this during the week. Kavu b'kaisel. Shalayuchal hashava. Now, if it's attached to the wall, I can't use the edge, right? Gam kenos it's the loss lechukul chacham b'maris shalmatoches ben kavulish any kavul. If it's this mirror that has the sharp edge, Chacham said you can't use it on Shabbos. It doesn't make a difference if it's attached to the wall or not. The gezeira stands. However, if it's she'emba, does not have this feature. Kegoyim b'maris shalchukus ken shalanu. Our mirrors that are made from glass. Vuadim the marish amatochas, even if it's a metal mirror, kishena suya harifa, the edge is not sharp. Batam, the kivan, the ena suya klala hashaba neeman la gazrula klala leo. Since this is not made for this purpose of cutting your hair at all, we are not chayshish, the gezeira was not made on such a mirror. Veloy chashin and shemek shayir, the marish, shemududul, and yelach achamis barayim, kadel avira. Why am I not concerned? One second, I look in the mirror and I see that, oh, wait, I need a trim. So I'm going to go get a scissor, just like when the mirror has a sharp edge. I'm concerned I might forget a Shabbos and trim my hair. Why am I not concerned that I'm going to go get a scissor and trim my hair? Because we're worried, it's in your hand, you forget. Oh, for a second, boom, you did it. But if I have to go to the drawer, get the scissor, and then come back between going to get the scissor, I remember, wait, it's Shabbos, I can't do this. We're not worried about this. And I am your day a simen kuf non vav. However, says the Chafetz Chaim, you got to look. The ezoy if mutul l'stakel b'mira b'mara mara mirror same word b'mara over there. In your day it discusses, are we allowed to look in the mirror or not? I'll just read to you on the side over there. It says as follows: she'asal ish l'stakel b'mara mishum lo yilbash. A man is now looking in the mirror because he lo yilbash. Unless you're doing it because you have to check, you have something in your eye, you're giving yourself a haircut, or because you're getting a haircut from a guy, And now you're concerned that he might murder you, so you look a mirror to keep an eye on him that he doesn't slit your throat. There's nobody else there to keep an eye on the guy that he doesn't kill you. Probably I would change barbers. You're going to see an Adam Chashif. You may gotta make sure you look good. Because so according to we stop over there, none of us can look in the mirror, right? Certainly we can't go on to Zoom calls because we see ourselves. But the Lamaisa, the Ramah writes over there, Sheyesh, it's usual in your community, in your society, it's usual for men to look in the mirror too, but the lasses can. Then you're allowed to do it, though the Grod says that the Talmid Chachamim would refrain from this. But in a makom this, that people are noig, men are also noig to look in the mirror, it's not considered loy yilbash. Okay, we'll stop over here, and Amir Tzu Sam, we will start with Simon Shin Gimel tomorrow.